So let's review. Our shir began with the Gemara continuing with Agadic teachings. U'mishalom l'soinav elponav l'havidoi. Rabbi Shimon Levi explains that Hashem is quick to reward Risharim for whatever good they do, because it is a burden he wants to take care of, but he delays their punishment for the next world. By contrast, Hashem waits to reward tzaddikim until olam haba, as the pasuk says, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom la'asayisam, which we interpret, hayom la'asayisam, u'lamachar l'kabal scharim. We do mitzvahs in this world, and receive reward for them in the next world. The Gemara now returns to the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad beis hasayim. Rabbi Yehuda says that the area surrounded by the pasuk berois may not be any larger than the beis hasayim, because a person may confuse this with a karf of shalehuk of ladira, in which one may not carry if it is larger than a beis hasayim. The Gemara asks whether this is the maximum size of the entire enclosure or the maximum size of the bar, plus two amos all around. The Gemara wants to resolve this question from the fact that Rav Shimon ben Elazar says explicitly in the Braisa that the Beis HaSayim is for the bar itself. Then Rabbi Yehuda, who disagrees with him in the Braisa, must hold that the Beis HaSayim is the maximum measure for the entire enclosed area. The Gemara rejects the proof because Rabbi Yehuda may also agree that the Beis HaSayim is for the bar alone. And they only argue in that Rav Shimon ben Elazar permits a square bar only. Rabbi Yehuda allows the Beis HaSayim to be rectangular as well. Zok the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says that if there is significant foot traffic that goes directly through the area surrounded by the pasuk berayis, we must divert the traffic in order for the pasuk to work. But the Chum hold the traffic has no effect. Rabbi Yechner Belaza point out, from the pasuk of the Rabbanon, we can see how powerful mechitzas are. In fact, even major traffic does not affect them. However, Rabbi Yochanan actually paskins like Rabbi Yehuda that the foot traffic does pose a problem. That is why he says, Yerushalayim, el moli dal saseh nina leis balayla, chayav nilem mishmir shasarabim. If the gates of Yerushalayim would not be closed at night, the foot traffic through the city would turn it into shasarabim, even though it is surrounded by walls. When it comes to two houses on either side of shasarabim, Rabbi Yehuda holds a lechi on each open side will suffice, and foot traffic has no effect because pasim berois are only nominal walls, while that case involves two full walls. The Rabban hold that the foot traffic in that case does pose a problem, because pasuk berois are four walls, while there it has only two walls. Amr b'yitzchak by Yosef Amr b'yechanan, Eretz Yisrael ein chayov nelem mishmer shasarab. According to the Gemara's final understanding of this statement, certain areas of Eretz Yisrael that have slopes that are difficult to walk through do not have the status of a shasarab, because it is not similar to the Diglei Midbar, the Jewish encampment in the desert where the terrain was flattened by the Nanei Kavod. Ba'imine rechava me'rava. Tal ha'maslaket asar mitech arba v'rabim b'ikim b'ay. Chayav n'alav m'shasarabim o'yein chayav n'alav. A country of Yehuda who holds asarabim u'mevat mechitzasa. Foot traffic nullifies the surrounding mechitzas and takes away the m'shasarabim status of an area. Is a mound that reaches a height of 10 tefachim within 4 amas of its base considered a shasarabim because of foot traffic that goes over it, or is it not because it is difficult to walk over? Rava answered that it is a shasarabim as a result of the traffic, even if the slope is so steep that you need a rope or to go single file to climb to the top. The Gemara makes 3 attempts to disprove Rava's opinion, all of which are answered. First, the Braisa says that a chatzur shaharabim nechnasan la bizu b'yoytzim bizu, a quarter that lots of people walk through, it is considered a Rishus Harabim L'Toma, the Rishus Hayachal L'Shabbos. It would have the status of Rishus Harabim to be lenient in situations of Safek Toma, but would be considered Rishus Hayachal in that we may carry there on Shabbos. Now, according to the Rabbanan, who hold that traffic passing conveniently through Pasuk Berois has no effect, of course traffic passing through a Chatzar with some difficulty has no effect, and there is no novelty in the Braisa teaching that it's a Rishus Hayachal L'Shabbos. Rashi explains that a chatzur usually has narrow doorways and a step at the opening. Therefore, we must say that this Bryce is teaching that Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that traffic passing conveniently through pasuk berois nullifies the mechitzas, would agree in the case of chatzur, since it's inconvenient to pass through, that it does not nullify the mechitzas, and we do consider it Rosh Hashayach l'Shabbos, contradicting Rava. The Gemara answers that the Bryce follows the opinion of the Rabbanan, and indeed there is no chiddush in Rosh Hashayach l'Shabbos. The entire chiddush is in Rishus Harabim Lutoma. Second, a mavim afulish that has a bar large enough to be Rishus Hayachid, blocking the majority of the path to the Rishus Harabim, making it a mechitza. This mava is considered Rishus HaYachid LeShabbos and Rishus HaRam LeTumah. As before, the assumption is that Rabbi Yehuda is the author of the Mishnah. And since it is difficult to walk through the area at the edge of the bar, the traffic does not affect it. Again, the Gemara answers that the Mishnah is the opinion of the Rabbanan, and the Tar Chiddush is in that it is a Rishus HaRabim LeTumah. Finally, the Mishnah said that paths of Beis Gilgal, which had lots of slopes and were difficult to walk through, have a status of Rishus HaYachid LeShabbos for Rishus HaRam LeTumah. Again, assuming this Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Yehuda, we see that the fact that it is difficult to walk through the area allows it to maintain the status of Rishus HaYachid. The Gemara answers that Beis Gilgal is privately owned property since Yeshua gave the lands to the public and all hilly lands to individuals. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that privately owned land will not be affected by traffic that comes through. The next Mishnah will be explained in the following daf.